mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, my friends. Feels like Tuesday, though, that big three-day weekend. The sixth day of July, 2005. Hard to believe that 2005 is already halfway behind us. Before we know it, it'll be 06, and unfortunately, we'll probably wake up one morning to hear that someone's released smallpox or that a major city has had a suitcase nuke or dirty bomb detonate in it, and that we should all worship our government and give up all of our liberties and freedoms, because now the new age of the new world order is upon us. And that's what we're trying to stop here on this broadcast, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, showing up every day, fighting the globalists toe-to-toe in the info war, and I am your wartime broadcaster. Well, police and protesters have clashed as G8 leaders began arriving in Scotland, and police have raided servers ahead of the G8 summit trying to shut down dissent and indie media reporting, but it's not working. We have people on the scene beaming audio and video reports to servers, and then they're being posted on a myriad of alternative news sites like Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So technology is definitely a two-edged sword. I mentioned it yesterday, but didn't detail it. Should have. Came out, of course, over the weekend on the McLaughlin report, and now it's admitted, and it's come out in the grand jury. Karl Rove, we already knew this, is the leaker. And Yahoo, of all publications, has the headline, Karl Rove worse than Osama bin Laden, because bin Laden doesn't sell out his own people, but Karl Rove does. And so we'll go over some of this article and dissect it. Plus, I haven't really talked about a large portion of the 9/11 whistleblowers together. We've interviewed them individually, but I haven't hailed and praised these champions of the truth and these champions of courage. So I wanted to spend a few minutes in this first hour also going over some of the 9/11 whistleblowers, some of the prominent insiders and others out there. We also have a Democratic leader defending push to abolish the 22nd Amendment barring presidential term limits, that is, barring a president from serving more than two consecutive four-year terms. He rebukes fears of Bush for life. Yes, how dare you? And in Venezuela, Chavez says FTAA is dead. This out of United Press International. I want to look at some of the propaganda of Fox News. We have some interesting examples here as we expose the neocons. Another major scientific report out, TV has a negative impact on the very young children's learning abilities. China and Russia to hold joint military exercises August 18th to the 26th. There's a report on that. Very, very interesting. A lot of news on Big Brother today as well. And yesterday we didn't take very many calls. We took a few calls with our first guest on the CAFTA passing the Senate and how that would affect vitamins and over-the-counter supplements. We took a few calls with Joe Bannister in the third hour, the IRS agent, Treasury agent, that's now won his case in court with a jury trial. But we didn't have a lot of time to take calls yesterday, so today we're going to take a lot of your calls, wide open phones, for the next 2 hours and 55 minutes, 27 seconds. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about Paul Harvey raising slavery, smallpox blankets, and nuking foreign countries? You want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez for the Supreme Court? You want to talk about any of these issues, it's wide open phones, masses of vital news and information, straight ahead, Infowars.com and Infowars.net of the websites. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now into the second segment, 8 minutes, 20 seconds in on this sixth day of July 2005 on this Wednesday. Wide open phones today, Jeffrey, Ron, Kurt, and many others that are patiently holding your calls are coming up in this segment. Let me just now go over some of the news. We're looking at the potential fall of Bush's brain, or the true president, Karl Rove, one of the high-level facilitators or super gophers, as Kissinger and others are so aptly properly named. But we shouldn't all be running around celebrating, popping the champagne, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, I'm not an expert on this stuff, but I have studied it quite a bit. Well, actually, I am an expert. What I mean is I'm not that smart. I just study this stuff, so I understand what's going on. They could easily hang Bush out to dry as a sacrificial goat or scapegoat or sacrificial lamb to try to dissipate all the anger against the New World Order agenda and give the people a petty victory. Meanwhile, the entire globalist program and operation will just continue. We need to celebrate victories against tyranny, victories against the police state, victories against globalization. A victory was the EU expansion failing, and now many areas of the EU beginning to implode and gyrate out of control, leaving a trail of nuts and bolts behind it with its mammoth size still carrying its agenda forward. We should be celebrating that. We should be celebrating the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas, in deep trouble, not here in the U.S., where we're totally enslaved, but in Latin America. We should be celebrating the fact that the truth about Ritalin causing heart attacks and brain shrinkage and cancer is coming out. We should celebrate the fact that people are waking up about mercury being deadly dangerous in the vaccines, or the fact that serotonin reuptake inhibitors are causing massive suicides not just in children, but in adults. We should be celebrating the fact that we've gone in the last 8 years from around 200,000 homeschoolers to now over 4 million. We should be celebrating that the Minutemen are on the border, showing that the government has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down, and that the Border Patrol leaked the documents that they have been ordered to stand down. There are 1,000 things we should be celebrating. But Karl Rove's imminent fall, and I'm not so sure that's going to happen, but people are saying it's imminent, is not one of them. It is not one of them. And so we'll get into that a little bit later. Again, I want him to fall. Fall now and fall forever. All of you straight to Hades. But I want all of you to fall. I want your agenda to fall, New World Order. All of you that serve the Dark Lord. So we'll get into this sniveling article by Ted Rall. Karl Rove, worse than Osama bin Laden. And it's full of poison. And I do want to get into the incredible whistleblowers. And we haven't really talked about the whistleblowers together. We've interviewed them individually on this broadcast, but I want to talk about them all together and how many 9/11 whistleblowers there now are, prominent people from inside the government. Prominent, respected names. I want to get into what's happening with the G8. I want to get into just incredible police state developments and the military to shift its main focus to domestic control and literal Stasi tattletale squads. There is so much. I want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez for the Attorney Generalship and Bush chastising us to keep our mouths shut. And you evil conservatives, don't you criticize him. And the disinformation that's now started, the drum being beat that you're a liberal if you're against Alberto, I want your guns, I'm for torture, I love abortion, Gonzalez. It is all coming up. But before I get into all of that, let's just do things a little bit different today. Let's go ahead and go to calls. Jeffrey in Louisiana, welcome.
Yes, I haven't called you so often because you've been telling a lot of great information, but I do have a comment after the tropical storm got through about Paul Harvey's little statement. The problem with Paul Harvey is that he forgets that the United States was retarded by some of those vicious attacks. Perhaps you don't realize that the genre in jazz known as the blues, for example, is the result of the atrocities committed by the Union Army in the South during the Civil War, which was remembered in the various moans and chants by the Negroes and whites of the South after the war and Reconstruction were over with, which caused the blues to get its name.
No, you're right. That's admitted. That's where the blues comes from.
And the whole point is that the United States does not have a good record in terms of its history in dealing with some of the minority groups, the Indians, etc. And it's a blot that has come back to harm us in terms of what you see Paul Harvey talking about.
Those that don't know, Jeffrey, recap. We played the clip yesterday. I might air it in the third hour today if folks missed it. A little 2-minute clip. But for those that don't know, tell folks about Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey was a conservative commentator in the U.S. until 1967-68. His greatest commentary was describing how an Eskimo kills a wolf and using that story about putting a bloody knife so the wolf would literally kill itself by cutting its own tongue as an illustration of socialism and welfare. But after 1968, he changed and became an advocate of interdependence and became an advocate of the New World Order and has gradually lost influence in this country because he's not carrying on as many radio stations as he once was. Now, his Paul Harvey, as I say, his big problem is that he still worships Bush and wants the American people to be tough, all right.
Well, for people that don't know, though, recap what he said in a commentary a week and a half ago.
What he said was basically that the American people have got to remember that we conquered this continent by giving Indians smallpox filled blankets.
And that's not true. You know, I mean, they did give it to them, but that is not what conquered this.
No,
it's not.
Land. But remember,
how dare him say that something evil like that is why we conquered this land?
That's right. And also the idea that we used the backs of slaves to do all that kind of work.
It was because we were free market and people could get away from big government and had a chance to really engage in
the
free market.
Absolutely right. And the pioneers of this country were really working for more elbow room so they could develop their own dreams by themselves.
And they were predominantly straight and upright and incredible trailblazers. And again, how dare him take the worst chapters like black slavery, which a lot of economic studies showed did not even help this country.
That's right. How dare him do that, especially given, in terms of New Orleans, the fact that they were a class of free coloreds from whom came some of our great musicians, including Louis Morrow, Gottschalk, Louis Armstrong, etc. later on. And the point is that Paul Harvey's claim that we have to be tough and so on and so forth disregards the fact that the rights to life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness are the basis of America,
well,
not the idea of
comfort. Well, it's not being tough. It's not being tough torturing people. It's not being tough nuking innocent countries. It's not being tough having black slaves with a chain around their neck and beating them upside the head with a pole axe. It is not. None of that is tough. That is abusive and evil and sick. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Jeffrey. And it was disgusting, folks. Ron, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Maryland.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I follow your phone.
Good, your phone's really distorting, sir.
I'm sorry if it goes out. Just really quick, on CNN over the weekend, I saw a piece in Montgomery County, Maryland, where they're having quote-unquote civilians or volunteers with radios directly to the police, and they sit outside of bars and liquor stores to look for drunk drivers.
And again, today it's for drunks, tomorrow it's for gun owners, and it's even started. The Stasi situation is beginning.
Yeah, they did about almost a 10-minute piece on it.
Well, I wish somebody would send me a news article about that I'd post it. I've seen a lot of those, though.
They had a cast out in the car with these two older women.
I'm sorry, sir. Your cell phone's just gone. Who's up next here in line? Kurt in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome, Kurt. You're on the air worldwide.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I didn't know if you knew this or not. I'll be shocked if you didn't. Paul Harvey also should be ashamed because he's a Southern Baptist minister. I didn't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that, no.
Yes. I was wondering if you could run down real quick your thoughts on Sandra Day O'Connor's resignation. And also, this is on 9/11. It's a little off the subject today. But
There is no... It's just freedom, sir. Any issue you want to talk about?
Okay, you got it. Last night I went home, and my son's finally taken an interest in 911, and he's getting the website, but he came up with some video. There's no date on it, and he's looking into it today when he gets home from work. It's of a helicopter. There's two people inside it at least. It shows a woman on the left with a digital camera. The other person is running a video camera. And they're obviously in a helicopter, and they're going by the World Trade Center. There's no date of when this film was made.
Okay.
Next to, I'd say it's the upper quarter of the World Trade Center, one of the buildings, there's an object which is rather flat. You really can't make out the detail too well.
Okay, what is it?
And it speeds away and leaves like a jet trail. And this is on the Internet, and I'd be glad to get to the website.
Yeah, so just email it to tips@infowars.com.
Okay, InfoWars.
tips@infowars.com.
Tim?
Tips.
Okay, tipsfors.com. Yeah, I didn't know if you knew anything about it, and I wondered if, you know, I just wanted to make you aware of it, and I just thought maybe you knew something about it.
No, I don't, but that sounds interesting. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you for you and your son listening. God bless you. getting involved in 9/11, getting involved in researching it. All right, folks, we'll come right back. We'll continue with phone calls. Then at the bottom of the hour, I will plunge back into news and back into your calls. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I normally play interesting audio clips here on the broadcast, but we had like three of them stack up that I didn't get to last week, so I want to play those. Coming up throughout the next 2.5 hours we've got left, it's 24 minutes and 25 seconds into this first hour. One of them's The Daily Show, really funny piece about the manipulation of reality. And then we're going to play a clip. Remember about a week and a half ago, Mr. Scientologist, and by the way, I don't agree with Scientology, folks, but I do agree with the stance they have against drugging of the children. and they've been savagely attacking Tom Cruise for his views against drugging, especially since this interview. And I just want to ask people, you know, he's not very rude in this interview. I don't get why he's being attacked. He was on with Matt Lauer. And the other clip isn't as powerful without the video. The video is on PrisonPlanet.com, but it's a little video montage put together about the lies and propaganda and the control of the left and the right by the globalists. And I was honored to see that the folks who put this video montage, this little music video together, they used some clips out of a few of my films. And so we'll be playing that as well and probably re-airing the two-minute Paul Harvey piece to analyze that further in a documentary format. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Lisa in Texas. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I had a question. It's real important. It's in regards to the CAFTA and the Codex Alimentarius.
Yeah, you're talking about the different legislation they're trying to pass right now.
Right.
Central American Free Trade Agreement, and then, yeah.
Yeah, the Section 6, I was really concerned about. Of course, all of it concerns me, but particularly the Section 6 that regards U.S. compliant with Codex guidelines for vitamins, minerals, and food supplements.
Yes, we had a guest on yesterday about that.
Right. So what I did is I got a hold of all my friends and relatives that I thought would be interested in writing their congressmen.
And again, for those that don't know, under international treaty, they will start regulating and restricting our access to vitamins.
Right. And so I need some help because I don't quite understand. I got an email back from a friend, and she sent me a website called Snopes. Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay, they debunk urban legends.
Oh, that's what I thought, but I didn't want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, they say publicly admitted things are urban legends, like government prior knowledge of 9/11, which is now publicly admitted, is an urban legend. Everything's an urban legend.
Right, and that's, I just needed some assistance in how to converse with this individual. What I did say is that,
you know, I just move on. If they want to believe that, that's fine. We've got to get to the people that want to check out the information for themselves. I mean, pearls before swine. If people want to live in total denial, you know, if they want to believe popular mechanics that supposedly debunk the 9/11 conspiracies, then go ahead. If the whole thing's a fraud, you know, the Homeland Security's cousin, the Homeland Security Director's cousin wrote the piece, put it together. I mean, if people want to believe the urban legend folks, I mean, look, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld got up on Face the Nation and said it's an urban legend. I never said that Saddam had WMDs.
Well, and I
so, I mean, how are we supposed to respond? Everything's an urban legend. Look, national talk show host Sean Hannity on Fox News said that PNAC is a conspiracy theory, but basically an urban legend. Okay, right. PNAC is real. Dick Cheney published it. It's their official website of the 25 top neocons, and Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, I've heard them all say it doesn't exist. So, you know, I can't respond to that type of willful lying. It's just, you know, there's nothing I can do. Look, these same websites say that the World Trade Organization isn't taking our sovereignty. Well, everyone knows the WTO is an unelected body set up in the mid-90s and that it is regulating our trade. Everybody knows we're going into globalization. Everybody knows they're getting rid of the borders. The big Canadian paper, send your family to the Globe and Mail and the Toronto Star last week, where an entire party, one of the biggest parties in their parliament, went public, and, you know, the headline says, loss of Canadian sovereignty. Okay, everybody knows that the Codex Alimentarius, this international UN ruling, wants to regulate vitamins. We know the government's been trying to regulate vitamins. We know they in 1993 they tried. We had to get a law passed in 94. You know, this is an enemy tactic. Lisa, it's like when they were ramming tanks into the Waco church, they were saying, this is not an assault.
Right. And I'm going to try to
help these people
the way I can. And you're right. Thank you for giving me perspective on that.
Yeah, just if somebody's given, you know, if you've given them the evidence in the subsection and they're saying it's an urban legend, just move on.
Okay.
Okay, dear. God bless you. Anything else?
Just that I'm glad to hear that you have the same opinion of the Tom Cruise as that I did.
Good, good. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All across the board, our basic freedoms are being dismantled. A high-tech police state's being set up. Washington Post headline, military expands homeland efforts, Pentagon to share data with civilian agencies, merging the military and police. New York Times, Pentagon directs attention to domestic warfare. Very serious. Bush administration annexes the internet out of the register. Forget cameras. Spy devices will cut driver speed by satellite. That's out of the Times. Oil will hit $100 by winter. This is out of the Observer. $100 a barrel. Good news we never got to last week. Americans buying more guns. Sales up 11% this year from last year. That's just some of it. I want to get into the impending, some are saying, fall of Karl Rove, Bush's brain, because he's directly now, it's admitted, the leaker, which we already knew, but now it's mainstream, exposing the CIA controller in Europe. So we're going to get into all of it. Alberto Gonzalez, just everything. The Supreme Court, you name it. And, of course, Minow and Robert and Roger and Scott and Micah in Myrtle Beach, California, and everybody else. I am fired up today, and there's just so much news and information to cover. But I got all these audio clips today, so we better get started with them, or we'll never air them by the end. Tom Cruise is coming up later. But right now, again, this music video got made, got put on the web. Nobody's taking credit for it. Contraband.com posted it, one of these risque, trendy sites. It's got clips out of some of my videos in it, which we found to be interesting. I'd like to know who this talented individual is. I'd like to enlist them. Just so many great people. But again, it's powerful with the audio, even more powerful with the video, and it's posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But go ahead and roll that, and we'll be back in about 3.5 minutes with more news and your calls.
Revolution. Revolution. You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, it'll take time to restore chaos. But we will restore chaos. Freedom is beautiful.
Sexy. This is sexy.
The most important election of our lives.
Evil has found a willing servant.
We're going to do anything. We're going to go the distance. Smoke them out of their caves. Wanted, dead or alive.
Courage, America!
As President John Kerry will mobilize the full arsenal of America's power.
Arson
the government.
Encourage killing of innocent life.
Hatred, destruction, and death. As President John Kerry will lead Nazi stormtroopers to defeat and destroy the world.
We are corporate criminals. We will destroy you.
The armies of the darkness
is all the web of lies.
This is a worldwide enterprise.
Don't you believe me?
Accomplished liars. All that you knew was what I told you.
The world of evil. A new and evil tide.
He's a dangerous
there
man.
Is much evil in this world.
Jumping all over my you-know-what.
The number one drug trafficker in the government is the problem.
I believe
I was not elected.
I would be elected to take credit for it.
It's a misnamed war on terror. It ought to be the struggle against ideological extremists who do not believe in free societies, who happen to use terror as a weapon to try to shake the conscience of the free world.
I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't want to sound like a broken record.
Sounds like a broken record, Shepard.
I don't want to sound like a broken record.
Sounds like a broken revolution.
We've got better hair. Better hair.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
And we've got better hair. Better hair.
We've
got better hair.
Their lies.
We've got better hair.
We got lies.
We've got better hair.
We got
better hair.
We don't have to talk about the Democratic candidates, right? They all look like a bunch of girly men.
You're going to be destroyed.
Read. Stop my lip. Vote is not for sale.
Use a fool of second tire.
Cover up secret societies.
The office of the president. We're all suspect.
We intentionally deceive the American people.
Our government.
Courage, America! Courage, America!
All right. Oh, I tell you. And, you know what, let's go ahead and get this Daily Show piece out of the way. I just love it, where they get into the new doublespeak. we'll go ahead and roll this piece, and then we'll get into the news and straight back to your calls. This is a little bit shorter than the last piece, and it's also posted on PrisonPlanet.com. You got that next clip ready? Go ahead and hit it then.
For more on what's going on, we're joined by senior military analyst Stephen Colbert. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Difficult time. Now, Stephen, it seems to me that the problem the administration is having is not so much what's going on in Iraq, as much as how they're talking about what's going on. It's the disconnect between what people are seeing and how they are describing it. It undermines our trust in the execution of the war.
Well, John, see, that's your problem right there. You're worried about what they should do to earn your trust, not what you should do to earn theirs.
Why do I need to earn the trust of the administration?
It doesn't matter, John. The point is the administration has, always has had, and will continue to have this situation under their complete control.
Stephen, when the vice president says the insurgency is in its last throes, and Donald Rumsfeld says that could mean 12 years, isn't that contradictory?
Well, John, as a member of the cynical, knee-jerk, reactionary, media, liberal, Ivy League, Taxachusetts elite, I can see how you would find a discrepancy between the words last throes and 12-year insurgency. But your mistake is looking at what's happening in Iraq on a human scale. The administration is looking at it from a geological perspective. After all, it took a billion years for the Earth to cool. If 12 years isn't last throws, then I don't know Pangaea from Gondwana land.
Forget the time thing. What about just the idea of the insurgency in general? I want to play this pre-war assessment by Vice President Cheney.
Do you think the American people are prepared for a long, costly, and bloody battle with significant American casualties?
Well, I don't think it's likely to unfold that way, Tim, because I really do believe we will be greeted as liberators.
What's your point?
That scenario is that was before the war. They soft-pedaled it. That scenario didn't play out.
But it did, John. All Cheney said was that they would welcome us as liberators, simply meaning there would be more than one welcomer. I happen to have a list here. Ali al-Hassan of Baghdad welcomes us. Sadan al-Hassoun al-Basra, very happy to see us. And I hope I have this right, Hafez al-Sadoun.
Okay, Stephen.
I have another, John.
All right. What about the most famous example of a seeming miscue by this White House? Bush in the flight suit on the aircraft carrier, and then in front of the banner saying, mission accomplished.
John. That's just more of your Western linear, left to right, letters in consecutive order, syllable-based banner reading. The true message was there. You just had to read the letters in anagram form as it was intended. Come on. I lied. So scampish. You wanted it spelled out for you, John? There it is. Even you would have to admit George W. Bush will go down in history as this nation's scampiest commander-in-chief.
Oh, man, I tell you. Powerful stuff. Coming up, the Tom Cruise clip will also play that Paul Harvey descends to even lower levels than Michael, I want your guns. I'm a dirty beatnik savage. All right, let's get into Karl Rove first, and then to the military-industrial complex takeover of the U.S., now in the Washington Post and New York Times, and all of your calls. But I guess I should just read this article and analyze the propaganda as we go. Again, I'd love to pop the champagne and run around crazy, saying Karl Rove has fallen. Karl Rove, we're all saved. The dragon has been slain. Karl Rove is a super gopher. He's a minion. He's the real president, or vice president, with Dick Cheney being the president. He runs things. But at the same time, we need to understand that he runs the current agenda for the most powerful regional government inside the global government that we already have formed and now becoming public around us. And so if he is brought down, everybody will think, oh, everything's okay now. Oh, we punish them. It's just like Richard Nixon with the price controls and all the other manipulations and machinations that went on in creating, what, 10 different giant federal agencies and just, you know, opening up China and just all of this. And then they hung him out to dry on some petty issue, some petty break-in. It's the same story. And then people thought, oh, everything's okay. And they brought in Gerald Ford and George Bush and this whole gaggle of what are the neocon captains of our country today. Karl Rove, worse than Osama bin Laden. Well, I agree. He's worse than Osama bin Laden because bin Laden works for these people. Let's get into the article by Ted Rall, posted on Yahoo. In war, collaborators are more dangerous than enemy forces. Again, in war, collaborators are more dangerous than enemy forces, for they betray the intimate knowledge in painful detail and demoralize by their cynical example. That explains why, at the end of the occupations, the newly liberated exact vengeance upon the treacherous countrymen, like the Vichy French, even they allow foreign troops to conduct an orderly withdrawal. So again, they will exact vengeance upon their treacherous countrymen, even while they allow foreign troops to conduct an orderly withdrawal. If a state-controlled media insist there is such a creature as a global war on terrorism, our enemies are underground Islamist organizations, allied or ideologically similar to those that attacked us on 9/11. But who are the collaborators? The right points to critics like Michael Moore, yours truly, and Ward Churchill. Yes, I would point to Ward Churchill. Again, he acts like Bin Laden's some hero and not the CIA asset he is. Very dangerous. Moore minimalizes Bush's involvement and acts like he was just some idiot who was fishing too much. The Colorado professor who points out the gaping chasm between America's highfalutin rhetoric and its historical record. But these Betanores are guilty only of the all-American actions of criticism and dissent, not to mention speaking uncomfortable truths to liars and deniers. As far as we know, no one on what passes for the left, which would be the center-right anywhere else, has betrayed the United States in the GWOT. No anti-Bush progressive has made common cause with Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan, or any other officially designated terrorist group. No American liberal has handed over classified information or worked to undermine the Central Intelligence Agency. No, what the liberals have done is made the anti-war, anti-globalist view look stupid. And you've done that by design. But it now appears that Karl Rove, GOP golden boy, has done exactly that. Last week, Time magazine turned over its reporter's notes to a special prosecutor assigned to learn who told Republican columnist Bob Novak that Valerie Plame was a CIA agent. She was a spy chief. The revelation, which effectively ended Plame's CIA career, and evidence clearly shows led to the death of some of the operatives, I added that, and may have endangered her life, followed her husband Joe Wilson's publication of a New York Times op-ed piece that embarrassed the Bush administration by debunking its claims that Saddam Hussein tried to buy uranium from Niger, which admittedly is a fake document, I would add. Time's cowardly decision to break its promise to the confidential source had one beneficial side effect. According to Newsweek, it indicates that Karl Rove himself made the call to Novak. Well, of course, something that important, my info is Cheney ordered him. One might have expected Rove, the master White House political strategist who engineered the Bush's 2000 coup d'etat and post-9/11 permanent war public relations campaign, to have ordered a flunky underling to carry out this act of high treason. But as the Arab saying goes, arrogance diminishes wisdom. Rove, whose gaping maw recently vomited forth that Democrats didn't care about 9/11, is atypical silent. He did talk to the Times reporter, but never knowingly disclosed classified information, claims his attorney. But there's circumstantial evidence to go along with Times' leaked notes. Artie Fleischer abruptly resigned as Bush's press secretary on May 16, 03, about the same time that White House became aware of Ambassador Wilson's plans to go public. Wilson's article appeared July 6. Did Fleischer quit because he didn't want to act as a spokesman for Rove's plan to betray CIA agent Plum? Plame. Another interesting coincidence, Novak published his Plame column on July 14, Fleischer's last day on the job. If Newsweek report is accurate, Karl Rove is more morally repugnant and more anti-American than Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden, after all, has no affiliation with, and therefore no presumed loyalty to, the United States. No affiliation. His code name is Tim Osman. He's admittedly CIA and protected. The CIA section chief met with him for 10 days at the American Hospital in Dubai, July 4th to July 14th. Rove, on the other hand, is a U.S. citizen and, as Deputy White House Chief of Staff, a high-ranking official of the U.S. government, sworn to uphold and defend our Constitution, its laws, and interests. Yet he sold out America just to get even with Joe Wilson. And that part is true. Osama bin Laden, or Tim Osman, conversely, is loyal to his cause. Total propaganda. He has never exposed an Al-Qaeda agent's identity to the media. knowingly revealing claims, name, and undercover status to the media is a violation of Intelligence Identities Protection Act and is punishable by as much as 10 years in prison, notes the Washington Post. Unmasking an intelligence agent during a time of war, however, surely rises to giving aid and comfort to America's enemies and treason. Treason is punishable by execution under United States Code. How far up the White House food chain does the rot of treason go? Bush has always known how to keep Rove in his place, wrote the Times in 02 about a symbolic relationship that dates back to 73. Yes, this isn't some rogue plumber's operation. Rove would never go it alone on a high-stakes action like Valerie Plame. It is safe to bet that other high-ranking figures in the Bush cabal, almost certainly Dick Cheney and possibly Lord Bush himself, I don't believe that, Bush does nothing but drool and play golf and jog and take naps, signed over before Rove called Novak. For the sake of national security, those involved should be removed from office at once. Rove and his collaborators should quickly resign and face prosecution for betraying their country, but giving their sense of personal entitlement, impeachment is probably the best we can hope for. Congress and all Americans should place patriotism above of party loyalty. Yeah, well, the left didn't want to call Clinton up on treason charges for Chi-Com generals in the White House. This is all ridiculous.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, my point is that administration officials, whether it's in Bill Clinton's administration or George Bush's administration, are like shark teeth. You can pull these teeth out, spend all your energy knocking the teeth out of the great white. Another set is just going to roll forward. We have to deal with the beast itself, the New World Order. I mean, these little politicians and enemy minds like Karl Rove are a dime a dozen. Yes, he's got power. Yes, he's carrying out an operation, but only so long as he's useful. And the globalists routinely do this, burn their minions when their approval ratings, you know, get down to 27%, and then everybody goes back to sleep for another 5 years until everybody wakes up again. So we shouldn't get too focused on this. I mean, I want to see him go to jail. He should. He's a horrible creature. But, again, he wouldn't be doing that unless higher-ups were telling him to do it. And that goes for Dick Cheney and Bush and all of them. What is really important is CAFTA, set to pass the House in the next week. What is really important is the new attorney generalship. It looks like it may be Alberto Gonzalez, if not now, or when Rehnquist leaves in the next 6 months. That is important, folks. We need to focus on issues like this, our open borders, the gun control legislation in the Congress. I mean, so many people, Bush is evil, Bush. Folks, it's part of a worldwide agenda. Bush is a figurehead, you know, like on the front of an old man-of-war sailing ship. Before we go to Minnow and Robert and Roger and just loaded phones here, very briefly, my new film, Martial Law, is out, and it is 3 hours long. It is a tour de force, a mini-series, covering the latest 9/11 info, getting into who the globalists are and their worldwide plan and their mindset, their agenda, and the latest police state developments. You need to have this video, $25.95. Second copy for $19.95, third copy for $16.95, down to $14. My last film, American Dictators, is excellent. Buy one copy for $19.95. Each additional copy is $5.95, so you can give it to people as a gift, or just buy one copy and make copies. And yes, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible, but that pales in significance to the information itself. But you do support the broadcast and what we're doing. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. These are all very important films. You need to have them. The toll-free number to get these videos is 1-888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions when you call. 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv. where you can watch all 12 of my films, dozens of other films have been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books. We have got my best audio interviews from the radio show, all of my weekly TV reports. It is just so good. PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions. A cup of coffee costs over $1. PrisonPlanet.tv is 15 cents a day. And you fund the websites, the webmasters, the bandwidth, the servers. By doing that, you make it possible. But the most important thing is the information. So PrisonPlanet.tv to watch online. Infowars.com to order a hard copy via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart and to watch lengthy clips of all the films for free. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or last but not least, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, we'll start the second hour. We will go straight to your calls. Then I'll get into the attack on Posse Comitatus. Well, not the attack. They're just getting rid of it. And very scary with spies everywhere, your neighbors being spies. It's now right out in the biggest papers in the country telling you how great it is. Masses of news on Alberto Gonzalez. Just so many police state developments in your face. Just strap yourselves in, folks. Get ready. You're on the Bronco.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.